the dollar is gaining ground because most of the economy of South Sudan is import-led. With the import-led economy, we also import, you know, the inflation. The pound keeps losing ground because all our foodstuffs, beverages, and whatever you name it, are imported from abroad. And so this import-led economy is definitely, you know, we lose almost every day because we don't produce. There is no production base here in South Sudan.
Someone will tell you you have oil. Isn't that production?
Oil, you know, takes everything away from us. It takes all our jobs. The South Sudanese jobs in refining the oil is all taken away. So we only sell the crude, but with that crude, we buy food from abroad. So literally, the production I'm thinking about and I'm talking about should have been agricultural base, local extraction of other you know, natural resources like gum arabic should have been going on, other natural resources like gold, which we have, other natural resources like wood, have cement, other natural resources like utilizing the water itself. We have too much water here, but we don't use it.
Let me take you back to the issue of agriculture. You are speaking as somebody who has an oversight authority because you're a lawmaker. Why is the government of South Sudan not embarking on agriculture? I come from an agricultural land. Where I come from, if you throw a coin down, it can grow into a tree.
John, you know, we have the best arable land. We have nearly 60 million hectares of arable land. We have plenty of water. We could literally irrigate every inch of our land. But you know what? You are asking me as a lawmaker. We have always allocated resources to that effect. But no one releases the money for those projects that are supposed to be productive projects. E.g., we allocated money for putting a power plant just south of Juba here. When I was the chair of finance committee, we allocated money, but no one released that money. No feasibility studies have been done, and literally nothing is happening. So, you know, it's a wonder for all of us.
When you say no one releases the money, who is supposed to release the money?
The executive, of course.
And the executive is accountable to the lawmakers, to the parliament. Why are parliamentarians not summoning the executive who is refusing to give the money?
We have done that several times, John. And even recently, we have checked why revenues are diverted away, okay? We form committees and, you know, and the cartels are much stronger than the parliament. You know that? They have resources and they can divert the resources necessary anytime, you know? So it's not that parliament is weak. Parliament is working, but, you know, the oversight role of parliament is an inverse relation with the GDP level of the country. You know, in low-income economies, the executive is always powerful.
In this situation now where we are, the dollar is gaining grounds against the South Sudanese pounds, and it appears like if you travel along the streets in Juba, you see money changers lining themselves along the streets. Where do they get that
of
money
course.
From? If there's no money in the country, of, there's no dollar. Where do they
of
get
course,
the money from?
Of course, this is why I told you that the cartels are more powerful in a low-income economy like South Sudan. Parliamentary oversight role is always weaker in such countries. It's not only South Sudan.
And how can you bridge that gap between the oversight and the low economy and the people you're calling them cartels? How can you bridge that gap and arrest the situation?
In fragile states, John, you know, in fragile states, it takes a longer time to develop an economy whereby, you know, parliament has a pivotal role to play and whereby, you know, cartels are easily pushed out, and whereby the local production takes shape so that the economy improves. Because with the production, you can have a larger economic base of which, you know, money is circulating in the country. Not money is not exported abroad. Like now, all our dollar from oil is at the country. So this is the dilemma we are facing.
How do we address this situation? Because people in Juba are crying. People all over the country are crying. And here I am talking to a lawmaker who is speaking like he's throwing his hands up.
Definitely. When something is of great magnitude, you have to throw your hands up. But how do we get out of this? This is what we are trying to address, so that when we have a local production base, what we are really talking is a long-run attempts to really, you know, have a local production base. Whether this comes through foreign direct investments or the government shifts its, priorities and really create agricultural development, which will boost local production and agro-industry, and of which definitely some of the imported products will now be obtained locally. But to do that, to really require an investment that can really go straight to the farmers,